And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
But Mitch, if you join the FBI, who's going to help me win the three-legged race at the town picnic?
If I decide to go, which is a big if, it doesn't mean I'll drop off the face of the earth. There are planes that fly from Virginia to Odyssey, you know.
I know, but why would you want to leave anyway?
You know the answer to that.
You're bored.
I'm from Boston, Connie. I'm used to having more to do than going to town picnics and plays in the little theater.
Oh, come on. There are plenty of fun things to do around here.
Like what?
Well, like... lots!
Hi, Connie. Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
Hi, Trent. What can I get you today?
A hot fudge sundae and some advice.
Well, what's giving you trouble?
My brother. See, I was asked to join the biology club.
The biology club?
Yeah. We do experiments and help other kids with biology projects. And we're the only group allowed to touch the skeletons. I know it sounds nerdy, but it's kind of an honor to be asked because skeletons aren't cheap.
I wouldn't sell mine for anything.
Only the most responsible students are asked. Do you think I'm weird for wanting to join?
No, of course not. It sounds like a privilege. And I know you love biology.
What's your brother have to do with it?
Well, to quote him, I've never heard of anything more dripping of geekism than being in the biology club. He says he doesn't want weirdness to be the family reputation, especially since we're out of town for a while. He sees this as a chance to give ourselves a new identity at school.
Sure, but your identity is that you are very scientific-minded, and you'd enjoy being a biology club member.
So I should do it?
Yeah, and your brother can establish his own reputation. You don't have to be who he wants you to be. You have to be yourself.
You're right. That's him now.
What's he doing out there?
He didn't want to come in without checking for hidden mics. He said the drainage pipes were looking suspect.
Do you think those are real birds up there? Because I just came across one with a very suspicious-looking beak.
Hi, Jared. But Jared, that doesn't make any sense.
Hang on, Connie. I need to document this on tape. Audio Journal of Jared DeWitt, entry 6599.402. I'm sharing my suspicions with those whom I believe to be loyal and honest friends, but that is yet to be determined.
Jared, put the recorder down for a minute. Let me get this straight. You think Mrs. Randolph's walker is being used as part of a surveillance operation?
She gets awfully close to me with that thing, and then she'll start asking me all these probing questions. How's school? What subjects am I taking? Sure.
Oh, brother.
Next thing you know, she'll knock me out with that dangerous piece of handicap weaponry and kidnap me by throwing me in the trunk of her car. All in an attempt to steal my brilliant ideas for world domination.
Well, if you do get locked in the trunk, you can always kick out the brake lights and wave out the back to signal vehicles behind you.
Huh? Good to know.
I don't think he's in that much danger. Mrs. Randolph doesn't really seem like the kidnapping type.
I call it well disguised.
We better go, Jared.
Bye, Trent. Bye, Jared.
Later. See ya.
You know what might be fun?
Bungee jumping off Victoria Falls?
Besides that, I was thinking about you hosting an advice show on kids' radio.
Me? That's really more your type of thing, Connie.
But you're so knowledgeable, Mitch. You're the only guy I've ever met who knows how to make an emergency water landing in a single-engine airplane. I think you'd be great as a host.
Unless people are calling in about how to land an out-of-control aircraft, I'm not much help.
But you have such great insights. And you were saying life here was getting dull.
An advice show? I don't know that much about relationships and stuff. I mean, look at my relationship with you.
Hello there, you two.
Hi, Whit.
I am so glad you're here. Mitch and I have a question for you.
Oh?
What do you think about Mitch hosting a call-in advice show on kids' radio?
Oh, I didn't know that kind of thing interested you, Mitch.
I'm not really...
But don't you think he'd be great at it?
Oh, I think you have a lot of wisdom, Mitch. If you wanted to do a show, I'd be all for it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to put these groceries away.
See?
I don't know. Do you really want me to do this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, fine. But you have to help me out.
Of course. course I will. I'll be your in-studio producer. With me by your side, you can't go wrong.
Audio Journal of Jared DeWitt, 8907.661. I've just escaped my adversary, but unfortunately, not soon enough. Oh, there you are, Trent. You ready to go yet?
Whoa! What happened to you?
Take one puddle and add Rodney Rathbone. Listen to this.
Hey, DeWitt! What's that in the mud?
What?
Oh! Oh! It's you!
What a jerk!
Yeah, we need to get going. Mom will freak if we're late again. Are you done with your project?
I just have to clean up and take the skeleton back to Mr. Jensen's room.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You clean up, I'll take the skeleton back.
Okay.
Audio Journal of Jared DeWitt, 5545-0989. If your name is not Jared DeWitt and you are listening to this tape, destroy it immediately. I'll give you a second. Okay. I'm wheeling a skeleton down the hallway at Odyssey Middle School. The building is empty. The echoes, ominous. Tomorrow in these very halls... Oh, Mr. Jensen's door is locked. Oh, man, what am I gonna do with the skeleton? I probably shouldn't just leave it in the hall. I could stuff it in a locker. That'd be kind of funny if someone opened one of these lockers tomorrow and a skeleton fell out. It would be even funnier if it was Rodney Rathbone's locker.
Uh-oh, take cover. Here comes Rodney.
Great.
Get out of my way, Liz. I'm trying to get to my locker.
Hey!
You know, you shouldn't be shoving girls, Rodney.
Who's gonna stop me?
Hey, give me my hat.
Oh, so you want it, huh?
Give it. Come on.
I guess the little boy wants his hat.
Rodney!
It's a good thing you're such a little guy. You can fit into my locker to get it. Ah! Oh, Mommy!
Hey, afraid of a skeleton, Rodney? Think he'll come after you?
Ooh. Okay, who's the wise guy?
I don't know, but that was a great prank. The greatest prank ever.
So, you ready to go?
I guess.
Remember, if you don't know how to answer a question, just go to a commercial break and we'll talk about it.
Got it.
Oh, and one more thing. We're calling you Dr. Wise.
Dr. Wise?
Do you like Dr. Sensible better?
No. Why not just ask Mitch?
Well, who would call in for that? And welcome to Ask Dr. Wise. The doctor is in for your questions about anything and everything.
Is the phone working? It's blinking a warning light.
That means you have a call.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hi, Dr. Wise?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Marvin. I've got a problem with my little sister. She keeps borrowing my comic books without asking. What can I do to keep her out of my room?
Well, Marvin, there are certain locks you can create for your door with only a bobby pin and a cheese grater.
And now a word from our sponsor.
How many times has this happened?
Hey, why'd you do that?
This is a family show. You can't tell kids to make locks for their doors. We'll have every parent in Odyssey calling in to complain.
Well, what do I tell them?
Okay, always suggest talking to their parents first. Another idea might be giving his little sister comic books he doesn't read anymore. Or taking time to read them together so she doesn't feel left out. That's probably why she's taking them anyway.
Oh, okay, got it.
And we're back. Dr. Wise is just now giving advice to Snoopy's sister's frustrated brother.
Marvin, I suggest you share your concerns with your parents so they're aware of the situation. But also keep in mind little sisters often look up to their older brothers. She probably likes comic books just because she knows you do, so take time to share them with her and read them together. That way she doesn't have to intrude on your privacy to get them.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Dr. Wise.
Yes, Dr. Wise, how do you broil a salmon?
We'll answer that right after this break from our sponsor.
Skin side down on a preheated broiler pan for 6 minutes. Add lemon beforehand.
And we're back. The best way, caller, to get lipstick out of a sweater is with Vaseline.
Oh. How do I get the Vaseline out then?
Look at that. Time for another break.
I'd like to make heavy swags to hang over a bay window. Do you have any ideas?
Great question. I'm getting a signal from my producer. We'll be right back after this message.
Why didn't you put the skeleton back in the room?
It was locked.
So you put it in a locker?
It was the only thing I could think of.
How did you get Rodney's locker to open?
I've got the touch. I can get them all open. There's a pressure point at the base of the lock. You hit it just right and it pops open.
Well, do you know the story's getting around the whole school? Everyone's calling it the prank of the century.
Really?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Liz.
Were you talking about the prank on Rodney this morning?
Yeah, you heard?
Are you kidding? This is the biggest story of the year. It was a brilliant prank, but nobody knows who did it. And it's my job, as an investigative reporter for the Odyssey Owl, to find out who Prank Man is.
Prank Man?
That's what he's being called. Catchy, huh?
I wonder why Prank Man hasn't come forward.
Are you kidding? True heroes don't do it for the glory. They're anonymous in their good deeds. Besides, Rodney would beat him to a pulp.
Whoever it was, he must have been pretty clever, huh?
A genius.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Mitch, Connie, I thought you might be interested in reading the first review of Ask Dr. Wise.
Great.
Uh-oh.
Come on, you've only been on for a week. No one expects you to be perfect.
I won't let it crush my ego.
Okay, let's see here. Ask Dr. Wise, hosted by Robert Mitchell, has this town talking and listening. His sensible yet creative advice offers helpful solutions to a variety of problems. Mitchell, a true Renaissance man, proves to be an expert in everything from fashion to futons. His show is a refreshing break from the usually simplistic and predictable talk on kids' radio.
I'm sure she doesn't mean your show. It's all because of my great producer anyway, right?
Hang on, there's more. The show's only drawback seems to be a pushy producer who breaks for a commercial after nearly every call. All things considered, however, Ask Dr. Wise is definitely a must-hear.
Well, it sounds like you've developed quite a reputation, Mitch. Good job.
Thanks.
Well, he certainly had some help.
Let's go to the next call. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Liz. I'm the lead reporter for the Odyssey Owl, and I've got to get the scoop on Prank Man.
Who's Prank Man?
My question exactly. No one knows. He pulled a brilliant prank on Rodney Rathbone, but his identity is secret, and everyone's talking about him. I need to get the story.
Well, Liz...
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Connie, why did you do that?
I was going to tell you what to say.
I can handle this one. I'm coming back for commercial. This button, right?
Mitch, I'm the producer.
Liz, there are a few things you could try to find. From what I understand, the first prank involved a skeleton, correct?
Yeah.
How many times is this?
Connie!
We are not a detective agency. Encourage her to find other stories. She doesn't need to worry so much about this one. Tell her no one will remember Prank Man in a week anyway. Hey!
And Odyssey Middle School requires that all skeletons are signed out, right?
Sure.
Well, it's the obvious answer, but it may be worth checking to see who signed out the skeleton the evening before it was discovered.
Oh.
How many times has this happened?
Now, a true stealth would cover his tracks, of course, so you might also try... Hello?
I'm not looking forward to biology class. I got in trouble with Mr. Jensen yesterday because of you.
Mr. Jensen loves you. You're his skeletal savant.
Those skeletons are expensive. They're not supposed to be stuffed into lockers.
Smile.
What?
Smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Prank Man! Yay!
What? How'd you find out?
A little investigative journalism.
Did you see the Odyssey out today? It's on the front page.
Really? The front page?
Look at that headline.
Wow, that's pretty bold type there. The prank man is... Trent DeWitt?
What?
It wasn't me. Come on, Trent. Stop being so humble.
He's not being humble. It wasn't him.
His name was on the skeleton sign-out sheet.
So, how does it feel to be a hero?
I'm not a hero.
He's not a hero. Tell them it was me.
They don't believe me. You tell them.
I can't tell them.
Why?
Did Clark Kent ever admit he was Superman?
Trent, you're going down in history.
Trent?
Hey, it's my favorite in-studio producer. Are you ready for a show that's sensible yet creative?
Am I?
Oh, did you see the line of kids in the soda shop wanting advice from me?
Okay, that's it.
What?
This show is now Ask Dr. Wise and Professor Brilliant. We're on in 15 seconds.
Professor Brilliant?
That's me. We're now co-hosting.
I thought you wanted me to do this on my own.
I changed my mind. I think we'll be better as a team.
Welcome to Ask Dr. Wise and Professor Brilliant. We're here to take all your questions, so give us a call.
Yes, caller?
Hi, I've got a big event on Saturday, and I need to know what to wear with black pants this time of year.
Oh, my specialty. I would suggest...
Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like Dr. Wise to answer. His advice always seems so fashionable.
What? Have you seen his socks?
Dr. Wise here, I suggest something light blue.
Light blue? You've got to be crazy. She's got to go bold, bright red, shimmery gold.
Actually, I look good in light blue. I'm a blonde.
Well, congratulations. But that's my advice, and that's the right advice.
Unless, of course, you want to wear light blue.
I want to wear light blue.
But whose show is this?
Mine.
Wrong! It's mine! I have the idea. I've been the brains behind the advice. I'm the one who knows how to make swags.
But you asked me to host it. If you didn't want me to do it, then why were you so insistent?
It's fine if you host it. I just want the credit I deserve.
I think I'll go with light blue.
Come in.
Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, hi, Liz.
I was looking for one of those mini tape players. Connie said you might have one up here.
Yeah, I sure do. Right here.
Can I borrow it for a second?
Uh-huh. What's on the tape?
I don't know. It's really weird. Somebody put it in my locker with a note that said, if you want to find out who Prank Man is, listen to this.
Huh, strange.
Let's listen.
Uh-huh.
I'm moving a skeleton down the hallway at Odyssey Middle School. The building is empty. The echoes...
This is Jared.
Oh, yes, yes, I've seen him with that tape recorder. He tapes himself a lot.
The door is locked. Oh, man, what am I going to do with the skeleton? I probably shouldn't just leave it in the hall. I could stuff it in a locker. That'd be kind of funny if someone opened one of these lockers tomorrow and the skeleton fell out. It would be even funnier if it was Rodney Rathbone's locker.
It wasn't Trent. It was Jared.
He wears argyle socks with tennis shoes.
Oh, I know, Connie.
And people are calling him for fashion advice. I'm the mastermind, but do I get credit? No.
Well, so where is Mitch?
I'm not sure. We haven't talked since the show.
I see. Connie, was it worth it?
Worth what?
Well, worth straining a relationship in order to get credit.
But I deserve the credit, right?
Well, if getting it was more important than your relationship with Mitch, sure.
Oh.
That's the choice you made.
Yeah, I guess I did.
My father's a quick thinker, too. I guess I get it from him.
Okay, let's go back to the practical joke.
Jared, you're awesome. It's all over school that you're the real prank man.
The word spreads quick, and I really hope to remain anonymous.
I know you'll be swarmed with fans later, so can I get your autograph now?
Sure. Here you go, kid.
Cool, thanks. Hey, guys, look at this!
Okay, Jared, I think I've got enough information to do the story. Oh, there was one more thing.
Yeah?
Do you have any idea who put the tape in my locker?
I don't have a clue. I keep those tapes on my desk sometimes, and a couple of days ago they were missing. Could have been anybody who wanted to expose the truth about my identity.
Are you glad the word is out?
Actually, it's kind of embarrassing. I just wanted it to be a secret.
How humble of you.
Yeah, I guess it is.
But I'll let you know when I find out who stole your tape.
How?
I talked to Dr. Wise yesterday. He said he'd be happy to help me fingerprint the note. So I should have an answer for you tomorrow.
Dr. Wise? So Mitch?
Yeah.
Who knows all about FBI research and stuff?
That's the one.
Great. Yeah, just, you know, let me know what you find out.
Okay. I gotta run to the journalism room to write this up real quick. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Audio Journal of Jared DeWitt, entry 6641-9292. If it's found out I put the tape in Liz's locker, I'm ruined. My only option is to break into Liz's locker and steal the evidence. No one in sight, but I'll have to be quick. Okay, pressure point is right here. Perfect. Now, where is it?
Hi, Jared.
Oh. Liz,
You're pretty good at that, breaking into lockers. Did you do it that fast when you broke into my locker before and planted the tape?
Excuse me, I don't know what you're talking about.
You lied!
And
made up all that nonsense about being humble and not wanting anyone to find out. How lame, Jared. Pointing to yourself to get credit.
But I'm still a hero, right?
I think maybe I'll let my readers decide.
You're gonna put this in your article?
The public deserves to know.
Everyone at school is calling me Pathetic Man.
Don't look at me. I didn't come up with the name. Although it is kind of funny.
Liz, have you ever heard the phrase kicking a man when he's down?
Oh, rollerblading just isn't my thing.
No, stopping isn't your thing. How's your knee?
A little scraped up, but not too bad.
Well, hello there. Looks like you two have made amends.
Yeah, I realized how ridiculous I was being. I was so wrapped up in myself and getting credit, I forgot what was really important.
Yeah, join the club.
What's wrong, Jared?
Oh, he's had a rough day.
I've become the laughingstock of the entire school.
That stinks. You know what helps, though? Try playing it up. Make fun of yourself. If people see that, they'll stop making jokes about you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Glad I could help. Well, I need to get going. I'll see you around. Later. Bye.
Bye, Mitch. Thanks.
What's he thinking? That advice would never work.
And did you see his socks?
I know. Okay, Jared, here's what you really need to do.
In Matthew 6:1, Jesus says, "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." Jesus goes on to say that God rewards our actions even if no one else knows about them. We like to be credited for the good things we do, but we also need to think about why we're doing the good things in the first place. Is it just to get credit for doing them? We need to make sure that our own glory doesn't become too important to us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. It's All About Me was written by Kathy Waringa and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Steve Burns, Jordan Calloway, Brandon Gilberstadt, Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Corey Padnos, and Lauren Schaffel. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.